Joining us on the phone right now is Jeremy Yitz from the Colby Prison Ministries in Central Texas. Good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning.
Praise Jesus. How are you, sir?
Thank you. Oh, I'm doing great. It's a beautiful day, and it's cold up here, but I got the fire going. So,
you know, the problem with Texas really is it just can't seem to make up its mind in the wintertime. Is it hot?
Right.
Is it cold? Yeah. It's hard to tell. You just never know. You got to have a jacket and a T-shirt on hand at all times.
Yep. That's the way it is here. You run around with short sleeves, next minute you got the jacket on. So,
real quick, give us the 30-second background elevator pitch on you. Where are you from?
I'm out of Frankfort, Texas, and I was born and raised here, and that's pretty much where I'm from. So I've got five children, and it's great to be Catholic. I can tell you that.
Were you born Catholic or raised Catholic, rather?
No, I was raised. I was born and raised Catholic. I was, I lived here all my life and lived right next to the church, you know. But it was good. So went to Catholic schools, and that's pretty much the story of my life. I've got five children and a beautiful wife, and it's great. I've got, in fact, tomorrow I've got a son that's getting married. So
wow. How old is your son?
He is 25.
25. My oldest is 21. I got six kids similar to you. So my oldest is 21, and he's courting a young lady. And I got to be honest with you, Jeremy. I don't think I'm ready for that. I'm emotionally, I'm not there yet. So I don't know how you're doing it.
When you have five children, you just some days you don't want to get rid of them, and some days you want to push them out the door. You know?
Well, we've implemented the 18-90 rule after our oldest moved out. We're like, from now on, the rest of you, you turn 18, you got 90 days. You know, 90 days to vacate the premises. Oh, that's not true. I'm just teasing.
And I used to think that myself, but then sometimes my oldest ones come back and stay with me, so it's easier said than sometimes done. So.
Praise God for that. Well, congratulations on your son's upcoming wedding. We'll be praying for that. But let's dive into prison ministry. How did you first get involved in prison ministry?
Well, I was actually running around. I was very much involved in ACTS retreats, and I was involved in doing mission retreats and all over we went to San Angelo West, Marble Falls, all in through those areas, went to those churches and did mission retreats. And I was very hungry to evangelize, even some from 20 years old. I just always thought that the people weren't hungry for the Lord. I just could see so many people not going to church. So, but anyways, I ended up got in love with the X movement and got into the mission, going out and doing mission retreats. Well, then a friend of mine, by the name of Larry Ray, had a lot of guys that was working with me on the missions retreats, and he came up to me and wanted me to know if I'd go to prison and do a retreat in the prison. And I just said, I just told him, I said, you know, what is it, you know? And he said, it's a Kairos retreat. And I said, I asked him, you know, because I'm kind of hard-headed, I asked him, I said, well, is it Catholic? And he said, no, it's not Catholic. And he said, well, then I don't want to go, because if it's not Catholic, I don't want to go, you know, because I said, well, Catholics got more work to do than to sit there and argue with Protestants. That's saying it in a nice way. I wanted to go spread the Lord's word, and I love my brothers in Christ, but it's just one of them deals. I said, we just needed to work. Well, anyways, to make a long story short, he went, that we happened to just happen to a unit that he was going to, that it was a Catholic priest that was a chaplain there, and he started to tell them about, why can't we do an ACTS retreat in this prison? And they worked it out with the warden and the chaplain, and we did our first retreat in 2009 in the Conley unit in Kennedy, Texas. And from then on, we had such a good retreat and feedback, and something that we really needed. We said, no, we're not going into these prisons just to go in and do a retreat, because we got to continue to feed. It's like kind of starting a fire. You got to go back, and you got to keep kindling that fire.
Yeah.
You know, it's that the thing about any ACTS retreat. You cannot go. Everybody goes out there and gets high on a retreat, and they come back, and if you let that fire go out, it goes out, and you're right back in your old self, you know. So
yeah.
I said, we've got to come back and teach these guys. Well, you know, we went in those units and started going every week. We'd start to go do classes. They started giving us opportunities to go in and do classes. We had maybe 10 guys showing up.
Wow.
But within 2 years, we had over 50-something men that got confirmed and baptized to come into the church.
Praise
and
be to Jesus.
And that's what's going on through all these units now is one of the things we have, we've been over 50 to 60 units now throughout the state of Texas. And we just moved into Louisiana and we're working on Angola, which is the largest prison in the United States. It's got over 6,000 men in that unit. So one of the things I have to tell people all the time when I'm out there talking is you know, we always talk about it. God knows we have suffering people all over the place. But when you go in those prisons, you will find Jesus in the back in those cells and stuff. Because I actually go into segregation and stuff where they're locked up, and you know, the tears and the love and a lot of these are family men. And people think that, you know, when we take a side of a television and watch it, you know, we always think, oh, prison, I'd never go into this. All it is bad guys that want to kill you. But believe me, that's just a little bit of a picture what the Hollywood shows you, and it puts a fear in our heart. But once you go in there, it's incredible, the suffering of the suffering. And there's men, you know, get caught with drug charges, and their family men, and the people that you work with out in the fields and stuff, and you think, they get thrown away sometimes for years, 10, 15 years, you know, 20,
wow,
30 for life, you know. I mean, I can go on and on of stories that happens by going in these units and working, men are working. But
we're talking with Jeremy Itz with the Colby Prison Ministry. And, you know, I find it fascinating because, Jeremy, you touched on something that I think a lot of people think about, oh, well, what's it going to be like? And is it scary? And are they big and bad? You know, similarly, in the pro-life movement, a lot of folks who are asked to go pray in front of abortion clinics with 40 Days for Life or some other ministry, you know, they think the same thing. Is it shouting? Is it yelling? Is it, you know, and a lot of times they show up to either a prison ministry or, like I said, the pro-life ministry, and they find it's kind of the opposite. It's not nearly as bad. So what would you say, Jeremy, to somebody who's contemplated getting involved in a prison ministry but maybe has a little fear and hasn't really quite taken that step yet?
Well, the best thing is what we can get people to do. We have a large group of men, lots of them from that area, that go into the prisons and that work in the prisons there. I mean, it is huge. I mean, there's probably hundreds of guys around there that are going in and doing the retreats in Houston area. There's two groups in that area that they have two different cores established in that area. And one of the areas is the South Side, which I think Deacon Alvin Lovelady, which is you can kind of call him or talk to him. He's out of the criminal justice minister for the diocese there. You can look under the diocese and get a hold of him. Mm. And I don't have his number right here in front of me, but there's also a young man on the northeast, I think it's north west side or east side. Anyways, Bill Whitefield, and his number, if somebody want to go with him and help him, we're really in deep need for guys that are willing, that are, you know, catechesis or something that might want to teach once a week or a month or do life skills. I mean, they will set up the classes for them. They're begging for people to come in and do classes and stuff like that. So if there's somebody out there that feels called to the prison ministry fields of working, helping and just teaching, you know. So and there's a lot of women that even go in with their husbands and stuff and teach in maximum security prisons. So these guys are, if they're coming to classes and stuff, they got to be in good behavior, because you're still going into prison, but they got to be in good behavior. If they get in trouble in there, they're going the hole for 6 months to a year or even 5 years. So they walk the line in there. So
Jeremy, tell me about some of the prisoners, and do you have any stories that stood out to you? Or we got a few minutes left in our conversation with Jeremy Itz. We're talking about prison ministry, specifically Colby Prison Ministry, which is in the Texas area. But there's prison ministries all over the Guadalupe Radio Network. So I'd love to hear from you a couple of stories before we have to say goodbye.
Yeah, let me tell you something real quick. One of the things you have to remember, one of the reasons we changed you know, the name from Axe. We used to use Axe Mission, Axe Prison Ministry, but we changed it to Colby because of St. Maximilian Colby was the saint for prisoners and stuff, and he was such a role model for us. And I just want to tell you, and so we had changed the name to Colby Prison Ministries. And but anyways, what was your question?
I'd love to hear a few stories. We have a few minutes left before we have to say goodbye, I wanted to hear a couple of prison stories.
Okay, I'll tell you one. When I went into the comedy unit years ago, I ran into a young guy, I saw him sitting in the corner. One of the guys said, that young man is intelligent. I mean, he's very smart. He grew up Catholic, and he got off into drugs and something happened, and he was on death row, and he was always very quiet, and so I started sitting down and talking to him, and I told him, you know, and the more I got to talking to him, I tried to get him to open up, you know, and communicate with him. Well, to make a long story short, he ended up going, we started trying to push him to open up and to share his love, because even if he's going to be in there for life, he's got a lot of gifts to give. You know, he can be a monk almost inside the prison. But anyway, they have this program called Field Ministers. So he put in for a field minister and ended up becoming a field minister. And they have to go to a 4-year theology course Derringer unit over there, and theology course. And he came out of that theology course on the top of the list. Everybody, field ministers I've ever talked to, knows him, loves him. And now he goes, when they're field ministers, and we have a lot of them now, they started that back when we did that, but those field ministers are able to go to cell, or even when somebody needs them, they can go to cells. These prisoners can move as almost like a deacon or something within the prison to minister to these. And it's turned into a very beautiful thing. And this young man has, he is in love with the Lord and, you know, gave his life for God. And he's moving through the cells, working as a field minister, which there's quite a few of them now that have went through it. So
wonderful.
But so that's one of the stories. I could go tell you a little more detail on him, but he's just incredible, you know. So, but there's a lot of stories where you go in and you see people that, I mean, to be honest with you, I got a guy that's working for me that, you know, that he was in for 13 years, you know,
really?
To give a guy a chance. You know, a lot of these guys, the problem is these young men, the reason they go back in is because the first thing we don't give them a chance when they come out. And they get out and they start looking for jobs. Everybody looks at them and says, oh, my God, this guy's been in prison for 5 years or 10 years. And they absolutely cannot get jobs. It's just impossible for them. And this guy, I mean, he went to work for me years ago and ended up being one of my best workers. So, I mean, he respects me because I gave him a chance. So, but some of you guys out there, if you think twice about these people, you know, think about giving them a chance out there. Sometimes they got halfway houses there, what they call, where they got work programs when they come out of prison to help them, you know, with a job and stuff. And they got some in San Antonio. So it's good to look for them and see what you can do to maybe help them find work. But that's where it really hurts them. If they get out and they got families and they can't get a job, and you know, they go with the back to their old habits.
We're talking with Jeremy Itz from the Colby Prison Ministries. Jeremy, we've got listeners in Alabama and Florida and D.C. and North Texas, all over, and even in New Mexico, and now Kansas as well. So for listeners who aren't in Texas, do you know, is Colby Prison Ministries available in any other states, or are you aware of other prison ministries that you might recommend?
No, yeah, we went to a prison retreat. We're open for other states, wherever. We went to St. Louis to meet with some guys up there to try to get it going up there, but they had a couple other retreats going there, and we were not able to. We're still working on them, so we could go to St. Louis. Like I say, we moved into this last year. We went into Louisiana. I was working for some people on some New Mexico, but yes, we are definitely open. We will work with them. We've got different men that will go from here and and we'll go wherever we got to go, where the Lord sends us. And we've got great men that'll go there. So
if we have listeners who are interested in maybe starting a Colby Prison Ministry chapter, if you will, wherever they are within the Guadalupe Radio Network, how do they contact you to get information?
You need to go on our website. It's under Colby, spelled out Colby Prison Ministries. You go online and you can find us. You can call my number, and there's several of us on there. My number is 830-377-4377. You can call me. There's a lot of us out there. Those guys, Bill Wheatfield, the guy in Houston. We're willing to go wherever we go. The first thing you got to do is you got to work out in your prison area with the warden and then with the chaplain, and they got to look at our program, and then we work it out with them to allow us to come into a prison.
Okay.
Right now we haven't had a problem really in the Texas area because we're well known all over the state of Texas. And now, they did a retreat in Louisiana, and the chaplain, the head of the guy over there in Louisiana was so impressed with the outcome and the impact what it did to the men. He said he wanted it in every prison in Louisiana. And so we're working on 2 to 4 in Louisiana right now. So.
Praise Jesus. That's awesome. Well, Jeremy, we're just about out of time now. I've got to say goodbye. So let's do the website. Give us the website one more time for anybody who's interested.
The website is Colby Prison Ministry. Hold on.
ColbyPrisonMinistry.com. ColbyPrisonMinistry.com.
Right. Okay. And they can go on there and look. They can look at pictures. They can look at, inmates and stuff like that at different units. We take a lot of pictures and stuff like that. We're working on a new website to show people where all we're at. But everything's moving so fast. So
good.
All
right. Praise God. Jeremy, it's ColbyPrisonMinistry.com. Thank you so much for being on with us this morning.
All right. Well, thank you, too. And God bless you. And I appreciate it. And any of you guys out there, please call us. We need your help. And I think the readings today is about visiting the prisons. That you call today. But I think that there's a great, it's kind of like, you visited me when I was in prison. Sometimes you can't visit a prison, but you can help us with materials. We're always carrying Bibles. We're carrying catechisms in. We always need funds for that stuff. We need funds for, different stuff we got to be able to carry in. So
Amen.
There's a lot of these guys that need help. So.
All right. God bless you, Jeremy. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you.